This is Morning Edition on NHPR. In Derry today, residents are voting to decide whether to overturn various budget cuts that were approved by the council last May. The cuts lowered the tax rate by reducing police and fire staff positions, eliminating the human resource director's position, and they've also resulted in the closure of a fire station. After a summer of often heated public meetings, today's vote comes by court order. Joining us now is Union Leader reporter Hunter McGee. Hunter, we should recap for listeners what's been going on in town.
Sure, Rick. Voters will be voting on 8 petition questions relating to various budget cuts that were approved by the council on May 19th.
And my understanding is the special election has come about, obviously, because of some legal wrangling back and forth.
That's correct, Rick. What had happened after the cuts were approved by the council, there were a number of residents who regularly attended the council meetings who were definitely against those cuts and mounted a petition drive to basically overturn or repeal those cuts. And that wound its way through the court system. It went through the Rockingham Superior Court, and a judge had ordered the town hold that election. I think it was by September 30th, and it was later postponed until today. And the New Hampshire Supreme Court just recently upheld that decision, and the election is going through.
Obviously, this has caused a lot of controversy around town with lots of signs up saying, vote one way or another. And now I understand the National Group Americans for Prosperity is weighing in on this. What's the situation with that?
Yes, Americans for Prosperity has mounted a calling drive where they are saying that they're using local residents to call other residents and just to get out the vote and vote in favor of keeping the tax cuts in place. That's what they are claiming. Yes.
Now, why would a national group be interested in getting involved in a town's tax policy?
Well, I think Americans for Prosperity has said that they have a large group of workers based in Derry, and they are for lower taxes, and this is becoming a pretty big issue in Derry, and I think throughout New Hampshire.
How much difference would this make in the average resident's tax bill?
With the cuts that were approved by the council on about a $250,000 house, it would save about $300 a year for the average taxpayer.
So there's 8 petitions on the ballot in this special election. Is there a chance that some of these petitions will pass, others won't?
I believe so, yes. There's some, it's just, if some cuts are restored, or the vote is to restore a particular cut, then that cut would be restored.
Mm-hmm. What do you think happens for town politics in Derry, following all of this?
Well, there could be some fallout with the March election. I know that the one side in favor of restoring the services has vowed to vote the folks who voted for the tax cuts, 4 councilors. I think 3 of those councilors are up for re-election to vote them out of office. Rick, I think this is one of the biggest votes, if not the biggest vote in Derry's modern history. So it's definitely going to be interesting to see how this shapes out.
Hunter McGee is a reporter for the Union Leader. He's been following this story on what's happening in Derry. Hunter, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, Rick. I really appreciate it.